Vulture on the Roof, Post 231. When I imagine talking animals, which is a more prudent beginning than to write when animals speak to me, I hear vultures' voices cracking like an old man's, tender, dry, and throaty, as if they were all doing imitations of Don Vito Corleone in his final meeting with Michael.
I drink more wine than I used to.
They have not aged well, especially in close-ups. A pinkish-red naked head, big, hairless, all-seeing eyes, a bone-white ripping bill, feathers cascading like a cloak worn over hunched shoulders. They look like old men who have forgotten nothing and whose capacity for self-preservation has grown vast. I like them. They have flown above the planet for 60 million years, and their life expectancy can stretch to 50 years. Black vultures wet their legs with urine when they want to cool off. Large groups called wakes when roosting will often open their wings in a horolytic pose to lower their body temperature. No one seems to know what horolytic means, but it sounds vaguely godlike and Egyptian to my ear. And thus, along with the wonderful Irish word wake, sets up other connotations and images whose breadth appeals to my imagination. They eat carrion. They keep the natural world clean. If you are nursing back to health one who might have dropped into your yard or onto your sidewalk or fell off your roof, feed them large pieces of fresh meat, dead rabbits, chickens, or carcasses of traffic-killed animals picked up on the highway. They have prodigious appetites. One scientist kept a young turkey vulture that swallowed in a single meal a milk snake 3.5 feet long and digested it in 1.5 hours. On the ground, they hop clumsily, but that too endears them to me. Large flocks of both turkey and black vultures make Chester County their home. They are a reminder that we still have natural lands lonely enough to support them. In that respect, their presence is a kind of optimistic signal. The insatiable avarice of developers has not yet prevailed. They have chosen 2 neighbors' homes to rest upon, 5 or 7 at a shot, roofs with clear views over pasture. On Tuesday morning, I watched a kettle of at least 12 round in vast circle within circle rotations. In the winter, they come in low over the ridge line above the park, and their shadows flock over the meadow like B-17s coming into land.